Gotta be careful on this stuff. This is all loose.
Lyle Nichols spends his summer scrambling around the slopes above Bodie, conducting a census of the pikas.
All the patches have numbers.
He records how many pikas live on each patch of habitat.
Let's see, we're 16th of August.
It's quiet up here.
I'm not hearing any animals calling.
The pikas in Bodie duck down under the rocks, where they hide from the heat during the day. So Nichols looks for the hay piles they collect, and for their droppings.
I've learned more about pika droppings than I ever wanted to know doing this. Yeah, there's a bunch of droppings right here.
Here at Bodie, the pikas live in debris left over from the gold rush. Most live in ore dumps around the abandoned mines, but there are other popular locations.
If I remember right, this is a spot that has a really neat old frying pan with a long handle, and often a pika has a hay pile underneath it.
Bodie is in the high, dry eastern Sierra. From here you can see Yosemite, Mammoth Mountain, the White Mountains.
You can see Mono Basin, and you can see Mono Lake. See the lake in the bottom here?
In the 1880s, Bodie was the second largest city in California after San Francisco, but it's remote. Once the gold mining operations faded, the town did too. Now it's a state park. These hills above the town where the pikas live are off limits to park visitors, for good reason.
Nobody really knows where there are dangerous shafts. This is one of the only ghost stories that I know about Bodie. So the foreman of the Lent shaft was, I can't remember if he was going up or coming down, but he was riding in one of the man lifts, and it stopped, and he stuck his head out to see what it was, and one of the cables snapped and it decapitated him, and he was killed. Back in the, probably would have been in the 1980s, but it's a Bodie tradition is to come up here and throw a rock down the Lent shaft and listen to how long it falls before it hits anything, you know. And there were a couple of the park people up here, and they, you know, threw the rock down, and they said they heard somebody yell, "Hello," from the bottom of the Lent shaft. That was supposed to be the Lent shaft foreman, you know, yelling at him to stop throwing rocks.
Nichols throws a rock down. No one calls back from within the shaft. But in the late afternoon, it begins to cool off, and we finally hear the call of the pika.
This has been a production of High Country News, a nonprofit covering the important stories and issues that define the American West. Our magazine prints 22 times a year, and you can find us online at hcn.org.